You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, it's The Bigger Picture and I'm Meera Sivasodi. We all know that cycling to work instead of taking the car is the eco-friendly thing to do. Now the trouble is there often doesn't seem to be enough incentive to justify the hassle. Consider this though, commuting by bike will do more than unleash your inner green goddess. It is a fast and efficient way to lose weight and to get seriously fit. Not only that, but cycling is multitasking at its most inspired. You need never waste another second pounding away on an exercise bike or treadmill at the gym. And joining us today to talk to us about the benefits and challenges of cycling to work is Azizan Abdulaziz, a cycling enthusiast. Welcome to the show, Azizan.
Yeah, thank you.
Azizan, how long have you been cycling to work?
It's about 4 years from now.
Mm-hmm. And did you always like cycling? Did you enjoy it?
Definitely. Cycling is fun and it's fast, efficient and economical way of moving around.
Mm-hmm. What made you decide that you wanted to switch from the public transport to cycling?
In fact, I did try the public transport way back in 2008 and tried not only for 1 day or 1 week or 1 month. I tried for about 1.5 years,
right.
And I got frustrated with the public transport system. So what triggers me to cycle is when I saw the foreign workers cycling.
Mm-hmm.
That's what makes me want to try cycling.
Right. You know, when you first started, what were some of the problems or issues that you had to overcome till you got used to the whole idea of cycling? I'm sure, I mean, it's something new altogether, right?
Yeah, it's actually in terms of your mindset. I mean, you are not so used to cycle around. You have been conditioned to be a car-centric person.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe you are also on a motorbike. So cycling is considered abnormal in Malaysia. Okay.
They do it a lot in Japan, in many parts of the world. But what were some of your early challenges cycling to work?
Not much for challenges, actually. The only thing I think is to identify your safe routes. What would be the most safe routes to follow for your journey? That's the most, I think.
Right. So you experimented, you went a couple of routes and, you know, then decided on the best one.
Okay, before I started cycling to work regularly, actually I tried out during weekends on Saturdays, whereby the traffic's not that heavy, is it? So when you try it out during the weekends, then you can see what is the best route that you want to follow. Then from there, I tried out on Friday, and subsequently on alternate days. After that, it would be on every day.
Right.
Basis.
So like this morning, you left USJ 11.
Yep.
And it took you about just over an hour to get to our office in,
yes,
Bandar Utama.
Correct.
Can you tell me, I mean, an hour plus, you know, my main concern, if I ever decided to cycle to work, would be number one, the weather. And number two, the fact that I would arrive at work all sweaty and, you know, perspiring away.
Okay.
And that the fact that we don't have showers to shower, you know, before work starts. So what would you recommend?
Okay, for you to cycle to your destination, okay, the mantra would be 25 kilometers and below. I would recommend that. Because when you cycle, you don't cycle that fast, okay? Normally for my speed is around 20 kilometers per hour, but this morning I cycle, my speed is around 17 kilometers per hour.
Mm-hmm.
So the distance is about 19.1 kilometers, and that's why it took me about 1 hour, 9 minutes to reach your office. So in terms of when you perspire, right, it's not really an issue because I normally carry around a spare shirt. So even though in the office they don't have any shower, but a toilet will do for me, okay?
Yeah.
As long as there's a hose inside the toilet, then I can just clean up myself a bit. And I do carry a small amount of hair cream and perfume with me.
But you shower at home before leaving?
Yes, definitely.
You do. So
yeah.
What you're saying is you just need to quick wipe down and you're done.
Correct.
You don't really need a shower per se if you already have had a shower at,
yeah,
home. What sort of bicycle would you recommend for those who are actually intending to start cycling to work? Does it really matter what bike you have?
It's not really a matter, but you need to have what you call this, a proper bike. The problem in Malaysia is basically people are into sports, okay, rather than transport. So the bike that's been sold in the market mostly is mainly for leisure and for sports.
Right.
So for transport, bicycles is totally different, okay? So basically, a bicycle for transportation is actually you need something like a fender, a bell, you know, that kind of bikes. But normally any bikes will do,
right,
basically, yeah.
Do you need the one with the gears, you know, the popular hybrids, or, you know, does that really matter?
No, it depends, but I think a road bike is not that really suitable for you to commute, mm-hmm. you know, because for you to maneuver and navigate and negotiating with the traffic is really hard with the road bikes, mm-hmm. you know, because of the setup of the bicycles is actually meant for speed.
Right.
Okay.
So what sort of bike do you have?
For me to move around, I have an old Beetle mountain bike, steel bike, 7-speed. At the moment, that's what I have.
Okay. And that's good enough?
Yeah, definitely.
Right.
Yeah.
If we cannot afford something of that range, can we settle for anything, really? Should we avoid any particular type of bicycle if you want to commute to work?
The one that you should avoid is the one that is being sold in the supermarket. Eh?
Right.
I would prefer that means you go to a proper bike shop and you get a proper advice for the bikes that you want to use. But I would recommend something like, there have been in the market for the Japanese second-hand bike.
Yes.
See? That is considered a good bike because a sports bike is actually, the setup is actually, you are basically slanting forward a bit because it's meant for speed, you know, and the so-called people who want to copy that kind of bike in the market also have, right? So I can recommend something like a steel bike, which is maybe about 5-speed or 6-speed if you have. In the market, you can still buy it, or 7-speed the most.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does the frame really matter? Because I understand you should pick a frame that best suits your body, because otherwise you could end up hitting, pedaling along with your knees hitting your chin, and that's, you know, not really the best thing
yeah.
for you.
Correct. The sizes is very important, because you must make sure that your bike fitting is suits for you well, see, or else you will have a backache, you know, and all other things, you know. So a bike fitting is very, very crucial.
It is advisable to invest in, of course, a good helmet, gloves, you know, waterproofs. Would you say that?
Not really. For a person who is using the bike for transport, I would say that a helmet and a glove is a personal choice.
Mm.
Definitely, you won't ride a classic bike with a helmet. You look really...
But you need a helmet for safety concerns.
It's not really. It's a big argument in Europe. You know, basically, it's about the bike helmets. I would prefer it to be a personal choice rather than it's a mandatory thing for the cyclist.
Okay. And if you ride at night, of course, you need, you know, lights.
Yes,
and,
for sure.
And what yeah. about the color of your clothing? How important is that when you ride your bike?
Not really important. I mean that whatever in your wardrobes, you can wear for your daily usage for you to move around. Eh?
Yeah. Mm. And what about a carrier for your knapsack? I mean, if you're riding to work and you probably have your laptop and things like that, you don't really want to weigh your back down with this sort of tension while you're riding. I mean, that can be a recipe for back problems, isn't it?
Yeah, I would recommend if, let's say, you want to carry a lot of things around, you need to have a bicycle carrier or maybe a good bag, see, maybe a pannier bag, you know, to carry your goods.
Mm-hmm. Not on your back, though.
Yep.
Okay. You know, weather, Azizan, is a huge obstacle in Malaysia. It's mm-hmm. so uncertain. You never know when it's going to rain. How do you plan for this uncertainty? I always imagine myself, okay, I ride my bike to work in the morning. It's all wonderful mm-hmm. and nice. And then when it's time to go home, it's pouring cats and dogs. And it can rain for hours in this country. Then what? You know, what do you do?
There's no such thing as bad weather. Eh? It's actually the bad clothing.
Okay.
So you must choose the right clothing for you to ride your bike. But for me, you just wear whatever that you feel comfortable when you are riding mm-hmm. a bike. So if, let's say, it rains heavily, normally I don't ride. Because it's dangerous, okay? So I will wait until maybe, you know, it will drizzle, you know, then I will continue my journey.
Right,
yeah.
Okay. So ideally, if you have to be at work on time, then, you know, you really got a plan for it, or you have a need to have a backup plan. If you see, you know, it's dark, then maybe best not to ride your bike on that day.
Yeah, definitely, I think so.
Yeah. We have no bicycle lanes. We only have motorcycle lanes in certain areas of the Klang Valley. Isn't it quite scary riding on roads in the Klang Valley without, you know, with all the other cars and lorries on the road?
Actually, it's a myth. People say that it's dangerous to ride a bicycle in the Klang Valley. You know, for me, for my personal experience, 95% of the road users give me ways for me to reach my destination, you know. The 5% definitely, whatever you take, they won't, that kind of attitude they would have, you see.
Right.
Yeah.
So either way, 5% cannot be changed.
Yes,
they're
definitely.
They're still there.
Yeah.
All right. So the 95% you say are kind.
Yes.
Coming up, we'll find out more about whether bicycle lanes really matter on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. It's The Bigger Picture, and I'm Mira Sivasudi. We're talking about the benefits and challenges of cycling to work with cycling enthusiast Azizan Abdulaziz. Azizan, we spoke just now about bicycle lanes. Do they really matter? I mean, separating cyclists and motorists seems like a safer option, but is it really a safer option?
In Europe, basically, they do have this kind of bicycle lanes, okay? Because in Malaysia, what I found out that not many people are willing to brave the street. So what really matters to them is they always ask me whether is it safe to ride a bicycle, basically, in Klang Valley or in Malaysia, basically, you know, knowing all those motorist attitudes, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it would be good to have a bicycle lane, basically, because when people feel safe, they want to ride. When you don't feel safe, you will be kind of reluctant to ride your bike. You
know? So it would be an incentive if we had you know, bicycle lanes. Are bicycles allowed on the motorcycle lanes in Malaysia?
I've been cycling in the motorcycle lane.
Right.
But I think the motorcycle lane is not that suitable for bicycles. I mean, you cannot put two different vehicle speed in one lane because it's very dangerous, you see.
Yes.
So a motorcycle lane which is separated from the highways is not really suitable for cyclists. I would recommend a separate bicycle lane by itself rather than sharing with the motorists.
Okay. Yeah. Are there many cyclists in Malaysia, people who cycle to work, do you know?
Apparently, the number is increasing. But in terms of the sports and leisure, it has been increasing tremendously.
Mm. Would you say there are more men than women?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I would worry about my hair and how it looks when I reach work. How would you ride? Would you have any riding techniques or tips that you'd like to share with us?
Not really so much. I mean, if you have a bicycle with a speed, normally the way for you to efficiently ride your bike is to set it up so your gearing ratio would be something like, it would be easier for me to quote an example. For instance, you have a 7-7 speed bike, you know, or they call it 21 speed bike, whereby your crank will be triple piece in front and maybe and your cassette will be 7 at the back. So when you cycle, you go for the what you call a neutral gear. So neutral gear will be that in front will be the middle gears, and at the back will be the number 4 gears, right?
Right.
So that's how you will start cycling. So when you feel that it's too light for you to pedal, then you just lower it down for the rear cassette. So that means you make it heavier. Let's say you find that it will be too heavy for you, you will shift it to a higher gear at the back. Yeah.
Right. Any other tips that you'd like to share?
Not really. I mean that you just need to cycle. No, I mean that you just need to increase your mileage.
Mm-hmm.
Then definitely you will be able to cycle. Even though nowadays you can see a lot of people cycling on a single speed. No, I cycle on a single speed as well. So it's not really a problem at all.
Right. So would you say we just need to do it? You know what I mean? Just
yes.
Go out there, get
correct.
That bicycle and do it. And then you will understand what the whole thing entails, right?
Correct.
Until then, it's hard to imagine. I mean, you can always find excuses for yourself. Okay.
Yeah.
Would you say every person's riding experience will be different?
Yes, depending on your level of energy. You know, as you move along, then you have more energy, you know.
Is it important to vary your route every day, or should you just use the same route every day? Will you get bored after a while?
Not really. I mean, that cycling is fun, you know. So it shouldn't bother you at all in the first place.
Yeah.
I mean that what kind of routes that you can choose. If for instance like myself from USG, right, going to Kuala Lumpur, right? Let's say I want to go to KLCC or Central Market. There's only two choices for me. One is either I take the Federal Highway, which is I got to share with the motorcycles, using the motorcycle lanes, or I can choose to use the NPE. There's only two routes, yeah. That's the only option I have.
And have you braved it? Have you actually cycled to KL?
Yes, yeah, I do that regularly previously. So I would prefer to take the NPE rather than the Federal Highway because it's much more safer to ride on NPE compared to using the Federal Highway on the motorcycle lane.
Okay. Have you reached areas where, you know, you'd rather just take your bike and jump into a train or something and then get off and continue riding after that?
Not really. Because, as I mentioned earlier, right, the distance would be, I recommend, is about 25 kilometers, right? Or the most is about 30 kilometers. Anything in below, for instance, I would definitely not take the public transport or using the train whatsoever. Because when you ride a bicycle for 25 kilometers distance and below, it will be more faster riding a bike than comparing using the public transport system, you know?
So anything more than 25 or 30 kilometers, you take the public transport?
If let's say you want to cycle as well as when to take along your bikes in the train, at the moment you can only take a folding bike to the train. But the government is looking into the matters whereby recently someone emailed me saying that Syarikat Prasarana Negara Berhad, right? SPNB, is looking into the possibility of providing parkings as well as allowing cyclists to take their bikes with them into the train.
Yeah, I think that would help.
Yes, definitely.
Then you can just, you know, ride in the city area.
Yeah.
And that would reduce a whole lot of congestion.
Correct.
In the city. As any cyclist will know, riding your bike in heavy traffic can be, metaphorically speaking, a heart-stopping experience to some extent, I suppose in the city areas. But now research has found that it is literally one of the biggest triggers of heart attacks. Would you agree?
Definitely not. Because when cycling is fun, definitely you won't have that kind of situation. Really. It's actually, you feel that kind of freedom when you cycle in a heavy traffic jam.
Liberating.
Really. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't think so it will be an issue for you to have a disease just because of you cycle in the heavy traffic
situation. What about pollution, Azizan? I mean, the pollution is great in this country as well. How do you counter that?
Okay, despite the air pollution, it is healthier actually to cycle in traffic than sitting in a car. The level of particles in the air are greater inside of a vehicle than on the bike.
Oh, is that really?
Yes, it was a research done by, I couldn't recall which was, you know, but I read in the internet saying that, okay? So basically, the health benefits of cycling greatly overshadow the harm caused by breathing polluted air.
In the car?
Yep.
Right, okay, right. Your final advice to anyone who'd like to start cycling to work?
Just do it, yeah?
Just do it, exactly.
Yeah, I mean that you need to have a change of mindset, basically, to start cycling to work. Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Azizan Abdulaziz, cycling enthusiast, talking to us about the benefits and challenges of cycling to work on the Bigger Picture BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9. The Business Station.